Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have as we are yet again in another record-breaking month here, the month of November 14, heading into the holidays, and our training call is going to be about the holidays, the season of sharing. You know, holidays are upon us, family, friends, everyone's getting together, sharing traditions, sharing stories, sharing gifts, and sharing food. You know, food is the centerpiece of a lot of our festivities. And so we're going to answer some important questions for you tonight about, number one, how to stay healthy during the holidays. Number two, you know, how to share your excitement about the Purium products and the business opportunity and getting people engaged and prepared for being part of our group cleanse coming out of Thanksgiving, and also lots of folks wanting to get their New Year's resolution started early. So Purium is the perfect product and the perfect program to share during the holidays, and I'm excited that we've got Shonda and Lawrence DaCosta standing by. But before we bring them and their team on, I wanted to make a couple of announcements. First announcement is Prosper Magazine. Those of you who are at convention know it's one of the biggest announcements we had at the convention, and we've mentioned it here and there over the last couple months, but we're heading toward January 2015, which is transformation time. And because of the success of our 10-day celebrity transformation, the publishers of Prosper have chosen Purium as the featured company in this lifestyle business publication. Now, when I say featured company, it's not one page, 2 pages, 5 pages, 10 pages. They're going to be investing more than 60 pages of the magazine dedicated to our leaders, our lifestyle, our products, and the credibility that comes from having this third-party validation, the credibility knowing that Prosper Magazine is going to be on the shelves of Walmart, on the shelves of Barnes & Noble, on the shelves of Target, and on newsstands across North America, and we are going to be the featured company. And so, you know, we talked about 2014 being our breakout year, and there's no question that that's the case, and we're going to be making a run next year that's going to be quite magical, and the Prosper Magazine is going to be a big part of it, not only from the general exposure we're going to be getting, but also from the exposure that you're going to be making in your healthy happy hours and in your personal presentation. So having these Prosper Magazines on hand to show people who we are, what we do, and what a third-party publication is going to share about us and the features that they're going to be creating about our leaders and our management team and our manufacturing process and our product. Can't stress it enough how big of a deal this is for us and the company. So I encourage you to take advantage of a special, you know, pre-launch, pre-publication price, 20 magazines for just $60. That's $3 a magazine. And that price is going to be going on only through the end of the year. So you're going to want to get your magazines, and I do know that the number of magazines we have available will be limited, so make sure that you go into the back office, you get your Prosper magazines, and take advantage of that. So speaking of things not to forget, you don't want to forget your enzymes. We're coming into that holiday season, and Enzyme Advantage is a big part of healthy digestion. So if you've never tried the product, I recommend you do. My family uses it all the time before every meal. It's just a great product to make sure that you're digesting, especially proteins and heavy carbs, which unfortunately most of us have a lot of during the holidays. So we've got a buy three, get one free special that runs through the end of the month. And speaking of specials, of course, we've got our Master Amino special going on, buy three, get one free as well. It's been the most popular special we've ever run. And that's going to be running out as well here at, you know, it may last till the end of the month, I'm not sure, but we're down to less than 750 specials on that one. There's only a limit of 5 per person, 5 per member. So if you haven't gotten your Master Aminos at this special price, make sure you do. And, of course, we've got a group cleanse going on after Thanksgiving. And also David Sandoval shared some of his favorite healthy holiday recipes for Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's a great way to incorporate Purium into the holidays is to bring a dish. You know, everybody's always bringing a dish, so whether you're doing Thanksgiving at your home or whether you're going to somebody else's home, Dave's mushroom gravy, the apothecary applesauce, two of his favorite recipes, and they include some of our products like the organic activated barley, the organic tropic oil, the apothecary. So, you know, it's a conversation starter, it's a conversation piece, and it brings healthy eating right into the conversation. And we're just about to start our training, but I just have one more announcement, which is making sure everyone understands our hours of operation here over the holidays. So we are going to be closed on Thursday. There are going to be no conference calls on Thursday. We're going to be open all day on Friday. Friday's the busiest shopping day of the year. It's a great time to, you know, do some Purium shopping as well. So we're going to be open all day on Friday. There's not going to be a transformation support call on Friday, though. And we will be open a half day on Saturday to help people close out the month. So, you know, we're here to help and to make sure that you get to the next level. The business is growing. I know lots of teams are looking to push for new ranks, including a handful of people pushing for Crown. And with the Crown trip right around the corner, our very first one ever, I know that's going to be an exciting few days for a handful of you. So a lot going on right now in our business, and just want to make sure that you always have the most up-to-date information. So I appreciate you investing your valuable time to be on the line here tonight with us to get the latest and greatest. Not everybody reads their emails. Not everybody reads their texts. So just want to be sure that you know what's going on in the business and who's doing what and where you need to be and what's happening. So what I'd like to do is actually announce the winner of our transformation challenge at the end of our call. Normally we do that kind of right at the front end with our announcements, but to hold that off till the end of our call. And what I'd like to do is bring on Shonda and Lawrence DaCosta to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving coming up. It's a great time to share. It's a great time to focus on friends and family. And, we don't want to be selling, but we certainly want to be sharing about what we have and what we do. So we've got our two-star Crown team, the DaCostas, on the line. And Lawrence and Shonda, are you with us here tonight?
I am here, David. Hi there. Thank you for having me. And I'm here too.
Fantastic. Well, thanks. All right. Good stuff. Got both DaCostas, the power couple, power team. And so let's do this. We've got also some people from Team DaCosta on the line as well. I know we've got Tori Clegg, Blue Diamond, on the line as well. Tori, are you on the call?
Hi, David. I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much for choosing to share here tonight with us. And speaking of sharing, why don't you start, Tori, and tell us a little bit about how you're planning on sharing, not selling, during the holidays.
I would love to, David. Thank you. A creative way that basically me, my team members, and I will be able to share, and not sell Purium this holiday season is that we're all planning to jump on David Sandoval's 10-day post-Thanksgiving cleanse coming up December 1st through the 10th. And, a bunch of us are going to be doing this. December is a busy month. You're out there Christmas shopping, at holiday parties. So we kind of pretty much see this as a perfect time to be out there carrying that green drink with us, while shopping and at these parties and basically feeling good, looking good, shrinking before people's eyes and, becoming that walking billboard and being out there. We know already that once people see that we're out there, I ran into so many people last year while holiday shopping. So I'm expecting the same this year when I'm out at the mall. And I know people are going to ask, what is that you're doing? What is that green drink? And so I love having that opportunity basically just to be able to ask the magic question. And what I always make sure I have on me when I'm out in public, especially with my green shaker bottle, it goes hand in hand, is those little pick interest cards. So I love having that, being able to hand it to them after I ask them the magic question and just share it with them so they can see what it is I'm doing. And it's just been that simple, David. I love that. So that's our plan. That's what we got going on.
Well, that's great. I think it's interesting. There's definitely a perception that people gain weight during the holidays. And it's well-known fact that people gain weight during the holidays. And so for you to break that perception, for you to, to, like you said, be a walking billboard, shrink before people's eyes, I think that's a great game plan.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and I like that you mentioned the peak interest cards too, because the gift cards are fantastic. They're beautiful little four-color plastic cards, but those peak interest cards that you can get from PuriumGear.com, you know, either through your back office or through Purium Gear. You know, those are really interesting. You know, they've got kind of a really nice fold-out presentation. And one of the things that we always try to do is share, not sell. And, you know, when you pull out a brochure, then people immediately say, whoa, you're trying to sell me something. But when you've got these fancy fold-out business cards, I'm sure that the response that you get, Tori, is a little different. Is it
oh,
a little
yeah.
different for you? Yeah. And you've been using those peak interest cards for a little bit?
I have. And they look at it and they're like, wow, is this for real? And then it kind of leads, you know, it leads into getting on Facebook and showing them even more pictures, you know, and just making that connection as well. Like, yes, these are real people. This is real.
Yeah.
And they're blown away because it shows the before and the after. So, yes.
I think it is. It's all about creating conversations. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and to create the conversation through your excitement, through your mindset, through your actions, through your tools, you know, when that whole brand, when that whole package, you know, comes together where you're excited, you feel good about it, you're sharing this peak interest card, they look at it as something they've never seen before, you know, it just carries on that natural conversation where it's really about sharing. So, thanks so much for the good idea, Tori.
Yeah, thanks, David.
All right, awesome. Well, we got, I know, Red Diamond Renee Kudlich on the line. Renee, you on the line?
Hi, David. Yes, I am.
All right, good. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about your sharing ways and, you know, the creative ways that you introduce Purium, and especially during the holiday season, you know, how you're planning on going and sharing Purium.
Sure, I'd love to. First of all, you know, I just want to just say that, you know, it's so important to totally live the lifestyle that you promote. For me, you know, you can't expect anyone to respond to you when you don't walk the talk. So for me, I also and my team were jumping on the, you know, the after Thanksgiving cleanse and posting it. And by posting it, the accountability to yourself, you know, your team, your prospects are validated. So, you know, you're putting yourself out there and you just got to practice what you post or preach, whichever way you want to put it. But planning is the key for anything and for myself. You know, my husband taught me a motto a long time ago. It's something he learned in the military that I've made actually with Purium a part of my life. And it's not exactly how he puts it, but I'm altering it just for the call today, but it's prior planning prevents poor performance. So, you know, making sure your team is ready and they're stocked up with their product that they need to be successful. You know, for myself, a lesson I learned from day one was have that extra kit. You know, I have kits here in Hawaii. I have kits in my Vegas house. So, you know, I'm prepared all the time. But, and you know, I've been around for 15 months, so it was amazing because just being, you know, a promoter of Purium has done so much for me. You know, I kind of was viewed as the cheerleader, you know, and when you visualize a cheerleader, what comes to mind is you see, you know, a happy, peppy girl sporting her favorite sports team, carrying her tools for success like pom-poms and maybe a megaphone. You know, that's kind of like how I do it, you know, and how I plan to do it through the holidays when I show up for those parties or, you know, in my bling Purium shirt for New Year's or, you know, I'm going to wear my shirts. I'm going to go to my friend's houses. I'm going to have my shaker in my hand. I'm going to have, you know, my control pre-meal capsules and my enzymes and my probiotics in my purse. And, you know, last year I did this. I remember going around the table saying, you guys got to try it. This is what it's going to do for you. So we can have such an amazing night with all this amazing food, you know. And so I was prepared to share, you know, and hit them up and give them some information that, you know, they're not, you know, they don't hear often. So it's kind of like another exposure. So I carry around my tools like that, and I become that cheerleader for Purium, you know. And then when we're around the table, you know, it's like, it's almost a guilt-free enjoyment, because, you know, you're making the food and you're enjoying it and you're just ranting and raving about this amazing food that everybody's prepared. It's like, you know what, I'm going to totally enjoy this, because I tell you what, come December 1st, I'm on my 10 days again, and it's all going to be good, you know, because finally I'm in control of how I look and feel. So pretty much that's what I've got planned. I did it last year. It worked beautifully. I'm going to do it again this year, and it's just super exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Renee, just that last piece I think is so smart, in that when you're gathered together with people and you're having fun and you're sharing food and like you say, to do it in a guilt-free way, and versus being the Debbie Downer of the party saying, well, this isn't organic and I don't think this is any good for me and I'm not going to have this and I'm not going to do that and whatever. Nobody wants to be around somebody who's criticizing, you know, the food or criticizing the event or criticizing the holiday. So for you to be the cheerleader, for you to want the, you know, having, you know, the most fun and knowing and celebrating, you know, in a big, big, big way, because like you say, you're in control, and that, you know, you're going to be starting your cleanse right after, you know, that's going to pique people's interest. They're going to say, well, what cleanse, or what are you doing, or how do you do that, or what, you know, so is that what happened last year, is that when you started talking about this green organic cleanse, did people seemed interested in it?
I did, yes, and actually that kind of pushed me over, because it was November 23rd that I went, I hit diamond. So, I mean, that month I really was pushing, because, you know, you're talking up the whole month. You're talking towards that holiday and how excited you are. You know, this is going to be super awesome, because we can totally enjoy it, and then, boom, we can do a cleanse together. So it definitely made a huge difference during the Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, nice. Well, you know, I think the other thing you said at the beginning was the idea of walking the talk, or practice what you post. And I think that's so important too, is the mindset of I'm using these products because they've made a difference in my life. I believe in this business opportunity because it's made a difference in my life. And so that's the key to sharing. You know, they say that the average woman, and women are much better at sharing than men, but they say the average woman shares something like 80 or more recommendations a week with other people. Mm-hmm. You know, so whether that's restaurants or books or TV shows or websites or, you know, whatever, new information. Women are fantastic connectors and sharing information. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's the whole thing, is that if the mindset is sharing and the mindset is I love what I'm doing and I'm in control, people are going to be really attracted to that. So that's really cool. So thanks for sharing such great tips with us tonight, Renee.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, good stuff. And so we talked about the DaCostas. I know that we've got Lawrence on the line. And Lawrence, you're always good with sharing in creative ways. What do you got planned for the holidays?
How's it going, Dave? How's it, everyone? Happy holidays. You know, I would love to share with you what we're doing. And I got to tell you, I love getting together with family at Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving, as you know, is the perfect day to reconnect with family and friends. One thing I love to do is to listen to what's been going on in their lives. And when they ask me what I've been up to, it's a little trickier. I can immediately turn that question back on them to get them to continue to talk to me about themselves. Dave, as you know, people love to talk about themselves because of this. When they continue to talk, you will hear the needs, wants, and desires of what they want and they need. Another creative way is, one thing is real huge, and you mentioned it about the shopping, is what do people do after Thanksgiving? Well, most people get ready for Black Friday. Great tip is when you're out shopping on Friday, be sure to have a shaker bottle with your favorite green drink and pack enough as long as you'll be out. I gotta say, nothing piques people's interest more than what they see when they see that green shaker bottle. Most people are feeling pretty guilty for eating as much as they did that day before. So when you see that green drink, and it also see your amazing results, don't be surprised if someone asks you, what is that green drink you're drinking? Or, wow, you look amazing. What are you doing? So grab your shaker bottle and get out of the house. It's important. People are going to be jam-packed at the malls. People at the stores. Everywhere you go, there's going to be people there. And they all, I, in my opinion, need what we do. And chances are you're going to run into some old friends or meet some new people by carrying that green drink around. Again, that shaker bottle will naturally pique people's interest just by that bottle alone. And if you guys know exactly what I'm talking about on the call, we are in the people business. Guys, starting up conversations while you're standing in long lines for your wife, you know, or your other half, don't forget to be genuinely interested in others, because people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that is so true. When you are genuinely interested in them, you will be able to find that creative reason to give them that A, that magic question.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you said people love to talk. That's certainly what happens at my Thanksgiving. So, people do love to talk, and, the better listener you are, the more people will talk. And like you say, there are so many different ways to connect with them and connect the dots to that magic question. And, and I love the idea of carrying around the green shaker bottle. If you're out and about, that's where things happen. And, more people will be out and about on Friday than any other day of the year. So great concept, Florence. Thanks for sharing those. And I believe we have Green Dime Susie Hussey on the line. I heard Susie earlier. So Susie, Hello. Why don't you talk a little bit about you and Carlton, and how you get people to share a little bit of their story, so that you get to ask the magic question, and connecting with what Lauren said about the holidays, and to tell us what you got in mind.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks so much, Dave, for having me on this call, and I'm going to bounce on something that Lawrence mentioned. Be present, be out there Black Friday, not only for the sales, but for the shares, because out there on Black Friday, we're out there, and the opportunities, we need to create those opportunities, and that's what I realized. If I don't create the opportunities, they're going to walk right past me, fly right past me, drive right past me, whatever, and it's going to be gone. So a lot of what I've been doing, and I like that concept of having that shaker bottle with you, whether it's half full, empty, or it's got green gook all over it because you just drank the last of it, but it's there, it's present, it's with you, and those peak interest cards. So what I've been doing is I have been really listening to salespeople, to cashiers, to people that are helping me buy what I need to buy for my holidays, whether it's food in the grocery stores and the malls and Macy's, wherever, because what you want on your team is exactly what you are. It's all about duplication. I want to be like my upstream support, and I would like my team to be like me. And the people that I'm looking for on my team are not only the energetic rah-rahs, but somebody that's out there physically and actually helping and caring and sharing. And a lot of these people that are in sales, they're out there, and they're working for minimum wage. And so what I've been doing, and a lot of it is, basically listening, and once I get a good salesperson, it's like, wow, you guys, you're really good at what you do. You must have so much people telling you the same thing. You know what? And it kind of picks them up. And then bottom line, my next question usually to them is, how long have you been working here? Wow, that long or that short, or, kind of asking the questions and figuring it out. And then, because some of them don't know me, if they don't have the opportunity to ask me about that bottle, I'm going to give them my opportunity, and my opportunity is going to turn into a question and ask them some questions. And basically, in the end, do what I do and say, hey, I'm in the people business too, and I do what you do. I love to share. The other side of what I do is I love getting people healthy. And I tell them my short, 30-second story, depending on the situation, and I hand them a peak interest card, which I love. On there is my name and number, and it's got everything they're going to need. I go over it in a fast, another 10, 15 seconds. And sometimes, if there's nobody behind me in line, we may have the opportunity to talk a little louder, a little longer. But at that time, I'm pretty much giving them, the concept of our game plan for success. And at that point, I'm going public, and I'm asking them the magic question with the peak interest cards of have you ever heard of the 10-day salary transformation. So bottom line, going down that game plan is so simple, but I got to step out of my comfort zone and I got to do it. And this holiday season is perfect time. Everybody wants to lose weight and get healthy. I mean, tell me somebody that doesn't and I'll twist their arm and I'll make them realize that they actually need a party pack for the family. But, you know, it's all about opportunities. It's all about opportunities.
Well, Lauren said something about, you know, everyone likes to talk about themselves, but the other thing that everyone likes is they like to get a compliment. And so just like you said, Susie, you know, the idea of connecting with somebody who's in the service industry, you know, many of them are underpaid, many of them are transitional, many of them would love to have, you know, another way to supplement their income or use their skills, you know, so to compliment them and then to, you know, give them an opportunity to share a little bit about themselves. It's a great way to meet people, a great way to lift up people and you know, connect them to our products and our program.
Exactly. A lot of people are just working a job because they need a job. They haven't found the right job for them. And the opportunity, if I don't share it with them and they don't get that opportunity to know, they'll never know. So, you know, if I look at it that way, it's a concept of we got to get no's. We don't expect a yes every time. And I learned that from Mastermind. I've learned that a few places, but you know, from all the different events, all about network marketing is you don't expect all yeses. It's never going to happen. It's not in this business. You got to expect more no's to get that yes. And that yes is that rah-rah. And that's the person that you're going to help and move on and go look for another yes. Go look for another
yes. I that's fantastic words of wisdom there. And I appreciate you saying that because if you're out there, you know, if your mouth is moving, then you're promoting your business, you're building your business, you're moving your business. And that's why we've got crowns and red diamonds and blue diamonds and green diamonds on this call is because these are the people that, you know, are out there exposing the product, out there sharing, out there listening, out there complimenting, out there interacting with people. This is a relationship business, and Susie, you're doing a fantastic job, so thanks so much for sharing tonight.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's wrap up this part of the training with Shonda and Lauren. So, Shonda, you've heard a lot of great stuff. I know you've got you're one of the master sharers of our business. I know you've never met a stranger, and you're constantly you know, sharing your story. So tell us a little bit about what you got planned for the holidays.
Hi, David. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, I kind of wanted to bounce off of Susie. She mentioned that she likes telling her story. And, you know, for us, it sounds like everyone pretty much on this call is pretty much setting their intention. So I'm loving all the shares and, you know, setting their intentions, and it also sounds like everyone's looking for the opportunity to go out and share and to talk to people. So I'm loving that as well. For me, it's all about just me getting out there, leaving the house, telling my story, and because we've all heard the phrase "facts tell and stories sell," and so when you're out there and you're telling your story, you're inspiring others. People really feel you're truly sharing with them and not selling. And so it's all about, for me, just going out there and sharing my story with others. And if it's not my story, it's someone else's story. It's Lawrence's story. Or while I'm out there being genuinely interested in someone and I find out that they have some kind of other things going on in their lives, you know, I can share other people's stories as well. So I kind of, you know, especially when people are telling me, I'm just too busy right now. You know, after the holidays, maybe I'll jump on the 10 days. I like to tell them, you know, I totally know how you feel. I felt the same way, but what I realized was that, you know, when I'm running around during the holiday season and not getting the nutrients into my body that my body needed because I was always on the go, I felt like it was just a chore to get through the holidays. And, you know, all of us on this call, we want to feel great during the holidays. We want to look good. And because we're rushing around all, you know, throughout the holiday season, we just never have enough time. So, you know, for me, I tell people that, you know, I ate lots of fast foods. I felt very weak and very tired all the time. And when I was on Purium products last year during the holiday season, it was a time where I felt healthier than ever. I felt happy. I felt amazing. I had so much energy. And people were telling me during the holidays that I looked amazing too. So, you know, just telling people how I felt and how I never felt so healthy in my entire life, especially during the holiday season, really piques people's interest. And when they hear that, you know, when you're busy and on the go and you just need those nutrients in your body and you can pretty much shake up that green drink wherever you are, whether you're standing in line, paying for your gifts or anywhere, you just take out that shaker bottle and a bottle of water and your pre-packed fire shake and shake it all up and, you know, you get the nutrients into your body and, you know, you pretty much are on the go again. And, you know, so I feel like when you're out there sharing with people, sharing your story, inspiring others, when people say they're too busy to do it now, they will feel your excitement. They will hear your story and, you know, they'll want to jump on and do it too. So, I just encourage people to jump on now so that they can reset their metabolism now, reset their sleep cycle, break food addictions, and we all know lose 5 to 20 pounds in just 10 days. And, looking good before the holidays, really starts. And, I also tell them that, you know, why would you want to wait? You know, I ask them, why would you want to wait till after the holidays when you've gained all the weight, when you've gained even more weight and you feel even more horrible? And, you know, I always tell them that, I sincerely tell them that I would love to help you to feel great and look good now. And so, you know, last year we were able to help a lot of people feel good now rather than waiting till after the holidays. And that's just been a creative way that I kind of, you know, was able to have people jump on. And I am also loving that, the post-Thanksgiving cleanse, and it's really making people realize that, you know, why wait? We want to get healthy now. We want to, you know, get on this now so that we look good during the holiday season and feel great as well. So.
Fantastic. Well, you know, when you give people a reason to act now, they will. And that's definitely a big part of that transformation cleanse, post-Thanksgiving with David Sandoval. So for those of you who, are in and committed and got your transformation cleanse coming, that's fantastic. I'm going to be doing the cleanse as well. So this will be my third cleanse of the year. I'm excited about it, and I'm going to get looking good for a crown trip and be my best, and, you know, so I'm excited about it. And, you know, one of the last reasons that we don't really talk about as far as, you know, why to do it now and why to do it, you know, anytime as far as the transformation goes is we have a transformation challenge that we do every month. And every month we give away a free vacation. And for those of you who have had the privilege of going up to David Sandoval's retreat and spending, you know, 3-4 days with him and living the lifestyle and understanding the deeper meaning of wellness that he offers, it's a big, big underpromoted benefit of what we offer. And so anyone can win the transformation cleanse. And I'm proud of that. All you need to do is lose 5 pounds, 3 inches, and share your photos and share your story. And actually the winner of the transformation challenge for October lost 8 pounds and 4 inches. So it wasn't like a record breaking, you know, only the people who lose 20 or 25 or 30 pounds get to win. Anyone can win. Anyone who's willing to submit the information and to go through the process and to follow the cleanse correctly has the opportunity to win, because basically anyone who does the cleanse and follows the process correctly is going to lose that 5 pounds and 3 inches. In fact, that's the minimum that we see. And the winner of the October cleanse is from Los Angeles, California, and her name is Dorian Ruhai. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Dorian Ruhai, it's a young woman, 27 years old. I believe she may be the youngest transformation challenge winner that we've had. So she's from L.A., Dorian, and Rodney, Dave Sandoval's event coordinator, will be reaching out to you if you're on the line here tonight, and we'd love to hear more about your story. We'll be posting more on Facebook and also in our email blast about your story. But we're running a little long here tonight, so we won't have Dorian on the line talking about it. But speaking of David Sandoval, tomorrow night's call, he's going to be talking about flex foods and the importance of flex foods and which flex foods that he recommends and why they're in the cleanse and how to utilize flex foods. So for all of you thinking about doing the transformation cleanse here post-Thanksgiving, do it. Make it happen. Join tomorrow night's call. Learn about the flex foods so that way you can do some shopping over the weekend. Make sure you got the right stuff in the house, so that you can have the most successful cleanse that you've ever had, so you can look good, feel good, and share your story with your relatives and your friends and everybody over the holidays, because Thanksgiving is the front end of the holiday season, but throughout the holiday season, around the office and other places, you're going to be constantly talking to people, meeting people, sharing people, and, you know, having that green drink with you, having that story with you, having those peak interest cards with you, or your gift cards, doesn't matter. You know, just having that intention that you want to help people is going to get you 80 to 90% of the way there. And all the tips that we heard from Tori and that we heard from Renee and that we heard from Susie and we heard from Shonda and Lawrence, all those tips are going to be the things that are going to propel you to share and to make those shares more effective and to make those shares really about the other person. And if you have that intention and you're a good listener and you want to help people, then having them do the transformation cleanse with you is a simple, simple win for you, a simple win for them, and a way that you can keep your business going through the holidays and into the new year. So thanks, Team DaCosta, for doing such a great job of helping us understand the difference between sharing and selling. And we will catch you tomorrow night on David Sandoval's call for Meet the Owners around Flex Foods. And congratulations to Dorian Ruhai, our winner of the October Transformation Challenge. So if you're doing the Transformation Cleanse, make sure you submit your photos. Make sure you submit your information. And you could win an all-expenses-paid trip, airfare, ground transportation, everything to David Sandoval's place. Don't miss out on the opportunity. Make sure that you submit your stuff before your cleanse. So thanks, everybody, for being on tonight's call. Special thanks to Team DaCosta, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.